Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So last night, Paul, the dog, you know, you can always tell the weather by the dog. If they start freaking out, it's not just when the thunder comes. They know something is coming.
Are you talking doggy Doppler?
Yes. Yes. Doggy Doppler.
Tell me more.
And it was, by the time, I mean, we knew because she was acting weird. Obviously, I knew because of you the weather was going to be terrible. But poor thing.
They don't like
she
storms,
was just jumping from me to Mark every time. Yep. Even if the rain got too loud, I felt so bad for her because I love a good storm if it's not dangerous. But my goodness, it was loud last night.
Yeah, it was quite a lightning display and a lot of thunder. Thankfully, mercifully, not much in terms of severe weather in the immediate metro, but there was that tornado down in Maurer County. I don't know if you saw any of the photos and the video. A lot of damage in this little town of Teopi. Which 80 people in this town.
Okay, I didn't know where it is. Where is it exactly?
So it's very close to the Iowa border. It's southeast of Austin, Maurer County in, you know, southeastern, south central Minnesota.
Okay.
But the damage was EF2. The winds estimated 120, 130, 140. I mean, it pretty much leveled a number of homes downtown. And look, the town will rebuild. I'm amazed that I'm not hearing any reports of deaths or serious injuries from this thing. It hit late at night, the nighttime tornadoes. In spite of all the warnings issued by the La Crosse Weather Service, tornadoes at night are really tough to track. And we have great Skywarn spotters who confirm what we're seeing on Doppler radar. And I'm just amazed that nobody was seriously hurt. Grateful for that.
Thank goodness. And it wasn't just crazy weather that we had last night. We had a crazy Timberwolves game and crazy goings on at the Timberwolves game as well. I mean, super exciting, but I have to be honest.
Are you talking glue
girl?
That's a new one.
Yeah, I'm not about to dissect the basketball. We can do that with Maxie a little bit later. But this story about a woman gluing herself to the NBA court during the game. Like she... I guess I shouldn't laugh. She was trying to have a protest. And here's the deal. We are about to talk about it. So the protest worked. So she was protesting Glenn Taylor. She was saying that Glenn Taylor, hold on, it is a grass. She works for Direct Action Everywhere. which is a grassroots animal rights organization that claims to be leading an investigation into the recent killings of over 5 million chickens on a farm that Glenn Taylor owns because of the avian flu outbreak.
Wait, is Glenn Taylor responsible for the avian flu?
No.
She's alleged?
No.
I don't get it.
Nor is he responsible for the killing of these chickens. Like, here's the deal. If the chickens have avian flu, they can't be food, and they can't be free range to roam either because right. they're sick, and they would infect other livestock and wildlife or humans, you know, whatever it is. It would be really bad if these chickens, I'm sorry that they got the flu, but it would be really bad if these chickens continued to live. So I don't know what she expected Glenn Taylor to do.
I don't either. But, I mean, animals are routinely culled if they have a serious mm-hmm. disease, whether it's the brain-wasting right. disease that some of the deer have been suffering from. It's a long list. You don't want it to spread, right?
Yes. And let's keep in mind, I don't even have it. Like, I have not sourced that Glenn Taylor is even an owner of this farm. Articles are saying that he's known to invest in farmland. This one is called, he made an investment in something called Rembrandt Enterprises, which is an egg production company.
Right.
But again, I am by in no way saying that Glenn Taylor is responsible for this. I'm just explaining this crazy protest that happened last night.
Was she a spokesperson for Gorilla Glue? I mean, could this have just been like a big PR stunt to publicize? But look, and she obviously used super glue. I'm glad she didn't take the top layers of skin off her
hand off. Yeah.
As far as we know.
And while she was there, Patrick Beverly, Minnesota Guard, walked over to her and started talking to her. I thought this was so sweet.
Yeah.
He went over and he was asked about this after the game. And he goes, you know, I was just trying to help her out. I was just making sure that she was okay. Because clearly, you know, you can see her if you saw last night, or you can see her pictured in the pictures. She's sitting on the court with her hand glued, you know, right under the basket. And he just said, I was just making sure that she was okay. And I thought that was very, very sweet.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't like, I'm staying away. You know, this person is nuts. He went over and she might have been having a crisis. And I thought that despite him being in the moment and playing, and he had a lot of empathy for her. And I thought that there was a good lesson there on how we can treat each other.
Compassion.
Yeah.
How about compassion as the default state, right? Don't assume somebody's evil. See how they're doing first. Cast aspersions. Yeah, I agree. That was a very nice gesture. And I'm going to ignore the TNT reporters, the announcers, the alleged talking head sports droids who were giving the Wolves a hard time for celebrating the players.
Please.
And the fans. It's like, really? I mean, now we have to apologize for winning and getting into the playoffs as the seventh seed? Yeah, I'm sorry. Whatever respect I had for TNT went down a few notches after hearing that nonsense. It's like, really?
You know, not that we need a reason to celebrate, but life is hard. And we're living through uncharted territory with the pandemic and lots of awful things that are happening around the world, a war. So if we want to celebrate and be happy or over-celebrate, we get to do that.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, TNT.
Any reason to celebrate is a good one.
Yeah, amen. Hey, when we come back, some of the stories that caught our eye, including how much more money you need to make this year just to keep up with inflation. You may be surprised when we come back on CCO. Paul and Jordana, I don't know if you saw this, almost $1 billion of additional aid pledged to Ukraine. President Biden just made that announcement. $800 million worth of military and other security aid to help Ukraine. Apparently, Russia amassing more Russian troops in the eastern part of Ukraine, preparing for a massive reinvasion. And, you know, they're just trying to grind down the people, the will to fight on the part of Ukraine. But that may be a losing proposition. A lot of people obviously rooting for freedom, rooting for democracy and self-determination and everything that this battle stands for. So we'll see how this evolves. The other thing that caught my eye, Jor, masks. We want to lose the masks on airplanes. Many of us do. It's going to be around for at least another couple of weeks through May the 3rd. The CDC is extending the federal transportation mask requirements for two more weeks. Mm-hmm. So, in spite of a lot of push from the hospitality industry, the airlines want to lose the mask. They don't want to be the traffic cops. Now, they have better things to do than scold people for not wearing their masks.
But can you imagine being on an airplane in such close proximity with everybody without a mask?
Well, yeah.
I can't.
It's weird. And I think some of the whole masking thing, I think some of that is going to continue indefinitely. When people fly during the winter months, I mean, the Asian culture...
Right.
There's no stigma.
They do it all the time.
People wear their masks.
Mm-hmm.
They don't judge other people because they wear a mask. They do it to lower the risk of catching the regular flu and colds and everything else that circulates in the winter. And I think many of us now will be wearing our masks at least part of the year, and maybe when we're flying. It's not going to be that big a deal. Anyway.
I'd rather talk about winning $64 million.
Did you win $64 million? Are you burying the lead?
If I won $64 million, I would probably not be on the air.
You would
with you
still
today,
show
be
up for work. You got the work ethic. You'd still be here.
I do like to work, and I need to work. And no, I mean not just need for the money, but I need to work for my mental clarity. So yes, but somebody from Minnesota has won the Mega Millions. There was a single ticket sold in Minnesota. It matched all six numbers from April 12th yesterday. And they won, get this, well, it translates into $64 million, but it's a $106 million jackpot.
After taxes, it's $39.14, right?
It translates to a cash option of $64 million. So $64 million, then I guess you got to take out the taxes from that. Is that right? So what, you get about half that?
I guess, yeah, two-thirds. Maybe you get two-thirds of that.
Even if you get half, it's 32. Yeah. Again, it's, I don't do math, but I'm pretty sure that's 32 million.
It's a nice payday, yes.
It's pretty good. That is
this
pretty good.
This person will have new friends coming out of the woodwork.
Uh-huh. It was sold at the Holiday gas station at St. Francis Boulevard and Now Then Boulevard in Ramsey. David, it's a little further up towards your neck of the woods, so there's really no chance Paul and I would have gotten that. But you're a little north, right? You're a little further north than we are. And Ramsey's a stretch, but I thought maybe you were doing a road trip.
DJ's being really quiet today. Maybe he has something he'd like to confess. DJ, are you? Did you happen to buy a lotto ticket?
No, I didn't.
No?
You can ask me what I think about the lottery.
He definitely wouldn't be here.
What do you think about the lottery, DJ?
I think it's a tax on people who can't do math.
See, he's not a big fan.
There's, millions of people who invested their money wisely, and they all got a big payoff and, don't have friends coming out of the woodwork and their lives ruined. But anyway, go ahead. What was that about the millions of dollars?
Did you
want to know what I really think?
Do you have an opinion?
I'll be quiet
this,
again
really?
Now.
Not like the lottery. No. This is the first time since Minnesota joined the Mega Millions in 2010 that someone has won the state jackpot. So you know what? Congratulations to whoever did one. I'm not saying play because it's very rare. Hold on. It was here. The odds of matching all six numbers is a shade over 302 million to one.
Whoa. Okay.
One in 302 million. So those are pretty small odds.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Those are pretty small odds, but 64 million translates to, let's say it's just 32 if they get half. I mean, it is fun to dream about that kind of money, though.
They'll need that money, that extra money to pay for gas and food prices.
Yeah.
Well,
they can buy an electric car with that money.
Serious inflation.
But inflation is on the rise.
8.2% in the Twin Cities in March. That's the highest level of inflation since 1982. I remember 82. I remember the craziness, what we all paid for mortgages. It was insane. And food and fuel costs are driving these price increases, George. Gas prices in the metro, listen to this, up 41.5% year over year. 41% more for gas right now than a year ago. Food prices up about 8%. Housing prices up about 7%. Companies passing higher input costs from supply shortages and Russia's invasion of Ukraine into their customers. And I think some businesses are just using all of this Ukraine, the pandemic, supply chain, as an excuse to raise their prices, right?
You think?
Some,
really?
I think.
See, that's...
predatory capitalism? Yeah. It's a real
thing.
Well,
I know that exists. I know that's true.
And guess how much more money you need to make this year just to break even? How much...
Well, I don't want to know, because you know what? I didn't get a raise. I'm not making any more money this year than I did the last 5 years. So I'm not sure I want to hear the rest of this story.
$5,000 just to tread water, just to break even, you know, pay your bills, gas, groceries, rent, whatever. The average American is expected to need an additional $5,000 this year to live the same life they did last year. And right now, Americans lack confidence in current economic policies to fight inflation. That's number one on everybody's list, is inflation, the economy, even though the job market is really good. This is a good time to be looking for a job.
I guess
it's this weird disconnect. You know, we're paying more for everything, and if there's something we're paying less for right now, I would love to hear what that is. Has the price of anything gone down? Text us, 651-461-9226. I'm just curious. Has anything gone down? 651-461-9226. When we come back, a quiz, right?
Mm-hmm.
In honor of
we're going to talk about protests, yes. That's next on CCO. So we had a little fun at Glue Girl's expense. She staged a protest yesterday at the Timberwolves game where she glued her hand to the court in protest of the genocide of chickens that had avian flu.
And she's still there.
Claiming.
Somebody should help her, right? I mean, really? Hasn't this gone on long enough? Are they bringing her food and water?
Hope so. And I don't want to judge somebody for...
No.
Really being into what she believes in, and she staged a nonviolent protest.
First Amendment,
you know,
baby.
She didn't. Yeah, exactly. What I mean, she didn't hurt anybody. Yeah. She was removed, so it wasn't all that bad. And it got us talking about it today. You know, yeah. What do you do with chickens that have avian flu? Like,
yeah.
You know, so we decided, or David decided, that he would look into protests gone a little awry or fun protests
yeah.
for
well,
our
yeah,
today's
and
terrible
are,
trivia.
These are going to be specific to fan interruptions, right? Where a fan
okay.
comes on, you know, some are protests and other things that times fans have come onto the field and disrupted
fun.
A game. As the game was
fun.
Disrupted last night.
Yeah,
so.
Go for it, man.
Who wants to go first?
Jordan does.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Okay, Joy, you're up
yes,
first.
Yes, I do.
In 2005, during a game in Cincinnati, a fan made it onto the field and took the football right out of the hands of a former Vikings player. Who was that player that had the ball just taken out of their hands by a fan who busted onto the field? Was it Brett Favre or Randy Moss or Brad Johnson?
Randy Moss.
No, it was actually Brett Favre, who was the quarterback at the time. And somebody, like, they were in Cincinnati, and somebody jumped on the field. And before they could get apprehended, they literally took the football out of Brett Favre's
hand. I was going to ask if the fan had better stats, you know, with that. It did a better job.
I can tell you the fan threw less interceptions than Brett Favre.
Ooh, he must have been really caught off guard to allow that to happen.
Yeah, I know, right? How does it get? Yeah. How does a fan get that far? So, anyway.
Right? Wow.
Okay, Paul, another former Viking, Stefon Diggs, did what during a playoff game last season?
Okay.
Was he hit with a beer bottle thrown by a fan? Did he tackle a fan who ran on the field? Or did he join a group of fans who were protesting high beer prices at NFL games?
Should have done that. $15 a beer.
It should have been C. Yeah. It should have been because the prices are outrageous.
You don't believe that one?
But I'm pretty sure it was A. He was hit by a beer bottle.
Tackled a fan who ran on the field. So there was, somebody, again, running on the field, disrupting a game, and former Viking Stefon Diggs was the one who got to him before the security guards did and made a nice tackle.
But somebody was hit by a beer bottle. Wasn't that
in Buffalo? Yeah, sure, that's happened before, but not to Stefon Diggs.
Can you imagine getting tackled by an NFL player?
Yeah,
that would hurt.
I mean, that would be like a Mack truck hitting you. I cannot imagine recovering with no pads, nothing. Yeah.
I bet NFL players, they would never say this out loud, but I bet they like kind of relish that moment. They're like, come on, let's get a fan on the field. Give me a shot.
Yeah, I guess guy deserved it, right? Is it interrupting the game?
Self-defense.
All right.
Crazy.
We're doing well, Jordana.
Jordana, you guys are doing terrible. Yeah. During Super Bowl 55, radio announcer Kevin Harlan famously did play-by-play of a certain fan interruption. What was it? Was it a squirrel that ran on the field? Was it a man in a bra who ran onto the field? Or was it a woman in a Tom Brady jersey who ran onto the
field? It was the squirrel.
Boy, you guys are...
Am I thinking of the twin squirrel?
Yeah, there was a twin squirrel ran between Max Kepler's legs when he was up to
was
bat.
Was it a guy in a bra?
No, this was a guy in a bra who ran onto the field, and the radio announcer...
You say it like it's a bad thing.
Like, the announcer's not supposed to... You know, kind of the rule of thumb is you don't really talk about the fan, but in this case... Yeah. Everyone knew it was happening, and this fan's running, and he's doing play-by-play. He makes it to the 20, and then he scored. You know, he ran to the touchdown and got the touchdown call, and then, of course, was... escorted away for some.
See, now I'm going to have to go Google that because that sounds hilarious. Wait,
yes.
Was it a bra commercial?
Right. Was it hired by Victoria's Secret, maybe?
Victoria's Secret.
Right?
This is really fun. I hope you guys get them all wrong. Let's see.
Right?
Who's
We're
next
on our way.
Here? This is Paul. During the 2020 season, there was an unusual delay during a Twins game at Target Field. The delay was caused by A. The wave, the famous wave that got out of control.
Hmm.
A drone flying above the stadium is B. Or C, an umpire was injured by a hot dog thrown by a fan.
I know that's
not, do you know this
you one? Get injured by a hot dog.
That's not funny. Well, if somebody hurls that hot dog fast enough,
I mean,
you take an eye
they're
out.
Pretty soggy.
Soggy.
You know, it's not like they're torpedoes. It's not like it was a frozen hot dog.
Well, I don't know. It depends what's on the hot dog. If there's relish, if there's enough mustard, you get mustard whacked on the face with
the
mustard.
Great.
I'm going to go with drone.
That's correct. I believe we were on air that day, and our show was delayed.
I vaguely remember that.
Because there was a drone delay. And they had it on the Jumbotron, too. I was just looking this up today, where they had, like, the video of the drone. And so some fan somewhere maybe outside the stadium was flying the drone around trying to get a, you know, cheap ticket, to cheap view of the game, I guess. So
that's
drone
fine.
Free. Anyway. Drone free.
Okay, Jordana. Two protesters, one of whom was wearing a Brett Favre jersey at a Minnesota Vikings game, scaled the rafters at U.S. Bank Stadium and unfurled a banner protesting what at a Vikings game in 2017? Were they protesting? So they literally climbed up in the rafters of the stadium and dropped down this banner. Were they protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline or cell phone towers in the Boundary Waters or the controversial name of the Washington football team?
Well, that's a
good one. Remember this?
I don't remember
this.
This
was big news, yeah.
Mm-mm. I mean, that's the thing about me. It's like one day to the next, I have really very little recall. I'm going to say the Washington football team.
No, it was, in fact, the Dakota Access Pipeline, and they had a big banner up there, and I don't know, you know, they escorted the fans away, but then somebody had to climb back up there and take this banner down, so there was a delay in the game.
The Vikings games I've attended at U.S. Bank Stadium, the Packers fans could not have been more polite, caring, giving, generous.
Yeah, they bought you a beer. The Packers fans bought you a beer at the game.
No, they didn't. In fact,
okay,
but they like to open their big yappers.
Nice
they like to they trolled all the Vikings fans, and the Vikings fans just sit there and take it.
Yeah,
and you got a couple of guys who are just obviously inebriated.
Yeah.
Making it miserable for everybody. You know, parents with their little kids, and it's like just sit the hell down and shut your mouth. It's a football game.
Sorry. All right. Paul, you already won, but I'll give you one more just to rub it in, because Jordana got all three of hers wrong. It's okay.
Yeah,
Paul, on June 14th of 2016, two Twins fans ran onto the field during a game against the Boston Red Sox. One of the fans circled the bases and slid into home plate when what happened? He was clotheslined by a security guard, or he was tackled by the White Sox bat boy, or he signed a minor league contract. After today's game, you know, maybe they'll be looking for
maybe
more players.
Yeah.
I think he was clotheslined. I think. No?
No, he was tackled by the bat boy.
Was he really? The bat boy got him?
Bat boy.
Red Sox bat boy took him out.
No kidding.
Yeah, how about that?
I love that.
I remember that.
So.
That's awesome.
There you go. Fan.
Wow, that
fan
was miserable.
Yeah, you guys are terrible. It's
okay.
I got one.
Terrible.
I'm going to just, it's kind of like golf. You know, if I just have one good hole, one good approach shot, one good putt, I keep coming back. I got one right.
You can gloat.
Jor,
I'm gloat.
Pretty,
it's okay. You owned it.
Pleased with myself.
A lot to talk about sports-wise. Of course, not the least of which is Glue Girl, but of course the Wolves win last night and the first female coach in baseball. She made her appearance at first base last night. We will talk about that next.
One out of two at the free throw line. Ant keeps the rebound alive. Beverly's got it. He'll dribble it out of the corner. The horn will sound. And for just the second time in the last 18 years, the Timberwolves are headed to the postseason. They clinch the seventh seed, and they're headed to Memphis.
That's right. A Grizzlies watch has been issued for Saturday afternoon. The Wolves going to the playoffs, first time since 2018. And Cats scored just 11 points, fouled out, 7:34 left in the game, but Anthony Edwards and many others stepped up and got it done. Maxie, joining us from the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Your impressions of last night, and did we, as TNT announcers scolded us on the air, did we celebrate too much?
Oh, no.
We did?
Well, first of all, can I do a technical thing here?
Oh, yeah, you can.
I now have the TV studio hotline hooked up. Can DJ switch us over? And if you're getting me through the hotline, tell me, and that way I'll get off the phone, okay?
Yeah, we got you through the hotline, yes.
Okay.
We're good.
So, the Timberwolves had an interesting night because they're a young team, and they played really, really bad in parts of it, and Karl Anthony Towns was really bad. He's bad the whole game because he was in foul trouble. And so the broadcasters at halftime, Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal, ripped him for bad coaching and Karl Anthony Towns for being soft.
Right.
Now, they came out and found a way to win, and the way they won became really exciting because they were down going into the fourth quarter, and they don't win many games there in the fourth quarter, so it took over the Target Center. But inside of that, and I understand if you're watching from the outside, you go, yeah, come on, Wolves here, act like you've been there before, so to speak. But Patrick Beverley had an axe to grind because they had, in essence, turned their back on him, the Clippers, and said, you're not worth, what you want. He became the focal point of the cameras, of the fans, because he was pointing it right back in their face saying, see what you did when you let me go, see what you did when you let me go. And that added to it, elevated it. I said this morning, I think everybody kind of relates to the guy that says, hey, my boss or my coach told me I wasn't good enough. Am I good enough now? Did you hear me? Am I good enough now?
I get that. I get it.
Look me in the eye. Am I good enough now?
Yeah.
Show me your disrespect now. And I think that there is something that's really relatable for all of us when you see something like that and you cheer that guy on. Now, Chris Finch, we had on this morning with us, I was on with Benita, and he joined us, and he said, and I believe this to be true, everything that Beverly does, as emotional as it looks, is calculated and premeditated. In other words, he looks like the emotions got the better of him, but it's always calculated to get something out of the opponent. And I think at 33 years of age, he knows how to play that game really, really well.
He worked it, yeah.
He worked it, yep.
Yeah.
Well, I still don't fault him for it. And, Mikey, he was nice to that lady who glued herself to the court.
Well, I mean, well, yeah. Oh, golly. All of a sudden, they said they were, somebody, and they thought that somebody had fallen, one of the workers, and they go, wait, that wasn't the worker. And what was the problem there? And she's stuck on the Wolves, I guess. But
well done. Stuck on the Wolves. Mikey, this is a little outside our box, but I love this story. This Alyssa Nakin became the first woman Major League Baseball coach to make an on-field appearance during a game. And this is, I don't know if you got a chance to see her.
I didn't.
But
what did they ever do?
You didn't? No. They have her coaching first base for the Giants.
First base coach for the Major League team or the minor league team?
Major League team. Major League Baseball. Go ahead.
I didn't see it, so I don't know. Did they talk to her? Does she have particular input in, or how are they handling her, do they say?
I don't really think so. I think she it was just historic because it was her first time. She got a large round of applause when she took over first base in the third inning. I believe she's been, a coach with them. She was hired as a full-time major league assistant coach with the Giants back in 2020, which made her the first woman to work full-time in Major League Baseball. She'd worked spring training games, but this was the first time a woman appeared on television during a Major League Baseball game as in a coaching operation, a coaching facility. So I just thought that was kind of cool, and I wanted to make note of it. I guess we're probably late to this party because women are allowed to coach baseball and they can coach baseball, but it was a good milestone.
Yeah.
And first coach of first base means that you are involved a little bit in the scouting reports and working with guys on base running. And then generally speaking, what you do is before a game, for example, you'd be involved in whether it's hitting ground balls or working with outfielders, things like that. Your responsibilities can stretch depending on how the organization wants to use you. Today, if you were the first base coach for the Minnesota Twins, you did nothing. Nothing. You know why?
Yeah.
Because Clayton Kershaw was pitching. You know what happens when Clayton Kershaw pitches and it's 40 degrees? The Twins have no chance.
Yeah.
He threw, this is going to be the talk of baseball nationally today, 7 perfect innings, and then they took him out. They didn't let him finish the game and get the perfect game.
Why?
Because it's 40 degrees. They had a shortened spring training. He's the ace of their staff, and the game was in hand. You'd basically accomplished what you wanted to accomplish. You'd won the game. It was 4-0 at that point. The Twins weren't going to come back. Mm. And so they made the decision to rest him after 80 pitches instead of letting him go for baseball history. Now, this is going to be a great hot stove topic. You know, should he have continued to pitch or not because he had a chance to go in the record books? There's only been 23 perfect games thrown in the history of Major League Baseball, and he was 6 outs away.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, no matter what side you're on, it's kind of fun fodder, you know. So I just got back from the Twins clubhouse, and they were fine with him getting taken out of the game.
They were.
Yeah, I bet they were.
Yeah.
Maxie, thank you.
You bet. Always fun to see, though. We'll talk about it.
We'll be watching. Thank you, thanks, buddy.
We'll be listening. Yeah, thank you, Maxie. Very interesting. All right, when we get back, masks and weather. News is next on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.